Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
And a reminder with a great weekend coming up. The cafe is open daily, 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. and dinners Thursdays to Sundays from 5, Ali.
Look out, because Channel 7 is set to dominate our TV screens in 2021, kicking off this season with Holy Moly. Just think Ninja Warrior with golf. And they announced yesterday they're rebooting Australian Idol. That's coming up in 2022. Now, surely you have to bring back the old judging panel, Dicko, Marcia and Mark. Meanwhile, My Kitchen Rules and House Rules will not be returning. The 2021 lineup also features The Voice, Big Brother, Farmer Wants a Wife and Australia's Got Talent. Throw in SAS Australia, Better Homes and Gardens and the coverage of the Tokyo Olympics, and Seven is looking like the network to watch.
Ooh, good one. Tom Petty. He would have turned 70 this Friday, tomorrow, and to mark the occasion, the Foo Fighters, Lenny Kravitz, Stevie Nicks, Post Malone, Norah Jones and many more will perform a five-hour live stream concert at tompetty.com. This is going to be sensational.
Is The Rock, John.
Oh, he's great.
He's so good, isn't he? He's so good that he's honoured a 101-year-old super fan with free bottles of his tequila and a virtual birthday message. Now, he was introduced to Grandma Marie Grover last year for her 100th birthday, and The Rock didn't forget her birthday this year either.
Marie Grover, happy birthday. And now, wonderful. Now you can eat cake, you can get drunk. You have the best time. Party hard. I'm sending you so much love. Mwah. Happy birthday, Marie.
So adorable.
According to Variety, the Fast and Furious franchise will come to a screeching halt after the 11th movie.
For shame.
But don't worry, this doesn't mean we'll stop seeing your favourite characters from the franchise. Spin-offs are already in the works, like Hobbs and Shaw.
It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
I think I stopped watching him after like the fourth one or something. Kind of lost interest.
He's better than me.
And Disney has dropped a second trailer ahead of The Mandalorian's second season premiere, which drops on October 30. The trailer shows Mando, played by Pedro Pascal, teaming up with Cara Dune and Griff Karga on a quest to find a home for the child, a.k.a. Baby Yoda.
I'm here on business. I need your help. I've been quested to bring this one back to its kind. If I can locate other Mandalorians, they can guide me.
This is no place for a child.
Wherever I go, he goes.
Sorry, Ali, should I know what a Mandalorian is?
You're clearly not a Star Wars fan, are you? He's a bounty hunter.
Oh.
To Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.